If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're on, and this is the Camp Report for July the 30th, 2024. Another day in pads. I will get to my notes, and then I will get to your questions. But first, we are brought to you by Prize Picks. They're back with us for another year. That's year 5 of this. Promo code 3YARDS. That's the number, 3YARDS. You deposit $100, you get $100. It is as simple as that. If you want to participate in these camp reports, all you got to do is you come on to our Discord. To come on to our Discord, you got to go to discord.gg/onlyfins and you become a member there for $3 a month. Also, check out our designs at our team store. That's at onlyfins.printify.me/products. All right, I'm going to get to the questions. And then later on, once I finish my notes, actually, I'm going to do my notes first. Once I finish my notes, I'm going to bring on Merrick Brave to read me off some questions in the chat and maybe ask me some questions of his own. All right, let me get on with the notes. Elijah Campbell in orange. Man, he's having a good camp. Making plays. Now he gets the orange jersey. I don't know. I'd say he's a lock for the team, but that's not what's important. Is he a lock to get playing time over Marcus May, maybe? Possibly. We shall see. Leonard Payne fires up the crowd. Mario Kendricks does the worm. It's a daily occurrence. Okay. All right. Stretch breaks up into special teams. Daily secondary meeting convenes. Field goal unit work. Jalen Phillips playing catch with the kids in the stands. Nice, wholesome fun. Then Jalen Phillips hits Travis Wingfield of the Drive Time podcast, sitting right next to me with a pass. Would have been hilarious if he would have thrown it to me and I would have tried to catch it and I would have dislocated my shoulder again. And this time it would have been Jalen Phillips doing it to me. But Travis Wingfield made some very nice one-handed catch. QB warm-up. Kickoff teams. I can't tell you who's playing where, but Grayson Murphy, pretty big role on special teams. Cam Brown, as expected, is a mainstay. Saran Neal, so forth. But you guys all expected that and knew that. Cam Smith update. He looks pretty good to me in his workout, working with a kettlebell on the side. He has a sleeve on his left leg. But, some people can't judge him. I can. Look good to me. You could do kettlebell work, and those were not no small kettlebells. Those were 25-pounders. You do kettlebell work on one leg. You have enough strength to do that. You could do some explosive squats with the kettlebells. You should be able to practice, right? So I would say I don't want to put a timeline on it. I don't want to say, he's back next week or he's back on Thursday. I'm going to go ahead and say, maybe we see him in the preseason. Maybe we see him against the Falcons. But he looked good to me working with the kettlebells. Moving on, Teron Armstead instructing Patrick Paul on technique, showing Matos how to properly set. And then I write 1v1, one-on-one, turkey shoot. Tua hits both passes on Ramsey and Fuller. Waddle and Craycraft catch, back shoulder fades. I don't like these one-on-ones anyway. It's the offense should win, which is, here we go. Mike White misses a bomb to Berrios. So I guess the offense should not win when it's Mike White, right? He's had a bad camp, period. There's no way around it. Then I write, all right, enough of this. I'm going to watch 1v1 on O-line and D-line. Murphy beats Hayes. Eichenberg wins versus Calais Campbell. Rob Jones wins versus Zach Sealer. Good start, right? Tier Tart wins versus Lester Cotton. Expected. Bell beats Keon Smith. Keon Smith has had problems stopping these pass rushers on this team. Most notably, Chop Robinson. And Quentin Bell. All right, team is joined together. They're doing installs. Full installs this time. Steven Ross is seen talking with Jalen Phillips. Long conversation. Now Ross with Greer. Full defensive install for the first time in camp. Very interesting what they're running. And then I write as a note, although I can't tell you about this, I'm very happy with these fronts. Trigger defense. Aggressive. 11 on 11. Spot at the 15-yard line. Your own 15-yard line. Skylar Thompson is in. Tyreek, deep post. Good coverage. Underthrown, incomplete. Bow route. Diving catch by Jonnu Smith for 6 yards. Toss right. Tackle for loss for Chop. Be Ingold and Lamb. Good look and play by Chop Robinson. Tua in. Inside run for Achan, 2 yards. Play action. Deep in cut. Waddle for 18. Good looking throw by Tua there. Fumbled exchange under center. Again, Brewer and Tua. They talked about this. Teron Armstead talked about this after practice. He said, look, man, all these guys have different snap points. You got to get used to it. You got to work on it. Sometimes Tua might have to crouch a little bit or maybe reach for the ball a little bit. It's about getting used to it. If you notice, all the bad fumble exchanges between Tua and Brewer are coming under center. They're not coming on shotgun snaps. They leave those for Andrew Meyer and Jack Driscoll and Ireland Brown. I think every single center on the team today had a bad snap. All right, sweep right for Achan. Tindall comes in hot, no gain. Play action. Tua deep to Tyreek on the cross corner. Slightly overthrown, incomplete. Tua put too much air on it, overshot Tyreek. Sometimes miss small. Aim small, miss small, you know what I mean? Make sure you get the completion. Don't try to be too perfect with it. All right, Mike White in. Boot right, almost intercepted by Grayson Murphy. Bow out by Tyreek Hill. White overthrows it. This was not a good day by this offense today. Just wasn't. Check down. Dropped by Jonnu Smith. And then I write, as a plaintiff statement, offense is a disaster today. Two in. Short check to Achan. Gets a couple. To a mesh. Pull. No look. Over the middle. Good looking play. Hits Jonnu between the numbers. Contact. Drop. But it's a good looking play by Tua. Would have gone for about 14, 15 yards. Offsides on the defense. End around to Tyreek. Gets 4 yards. Tua, deep dig over the middle. Poyer intercepts it. Jumped it. It looked like the intended receiver was Braxton Berrios. He was sitting in between the two zones. And Poyer was just eyeballing. the quarterback, and Berrios jumped it, intercepted it. Mike White and Forston on the bow route, 12 yards. Check down the HN, drop. White, deep out, incomplete. Good coverage by Storm Duck, I write. He's having a good camp, Storm Duck. Special teams, and then I write a note, thank God. And then I write, the pick seems like it was Berrios sitting and Poirier drove on the window. Yes, and that's probably what happened. I confirmed it with two other beat writers. Then I write, one of those instances where a safety can anticipate a play. Speaking of Poirier, made it happen. Great play. Like, that's one of those plays where he can make that play. Maybe other guys can't. Anthony Schwartz returning kicks. 11 on 11. Skylar Thompson is in. First play. Tipped at the line. Incomplete. Patrick Paul. Good rep on Quentin Bell. Deep back shoulder to Tyreek. Bell with the pressure. Complete, though. Deep post to Waddle. Dropped. But I got Bell with the hit on Skylar. Tua in. Quick out to Tyreek. Gets 8 yards. And then I write, Chop beats Keon Smith for a sack. He had a great day today. Spoiler alert, where my practice player of the day could be going. Tua throws fade to Achan. Caught, then dropped. Tua dime over two levels of coverage, finds Schwartz for 28 yards. This was the throw of the day. Mike White in. Deep in cut to Sanders, Storm Duck, PBU. You sensing a theme here? Storm Duck's having a camp. Mike White has not been good all camp, I write, again. Blitz, Tindall, sack, beat everybody. Good sign, huh? By the way, anybody wants to ask questions, just put them in the chat. I don't take questions for camp reports because I don't want to take everybody else's time. So I try to make these compact so then everybody could get their questions answered. So just put your questions in the chat. Spot at the 8-yard line going in. Skyler in. Wilson, inside run for 4. Right, power right, gets 3. Respot at the 4-yard line. And then I write, OBJ is working on the far field. No restrictions, it seems like, for Odell Beckham Jr. Respot at the 9. Tua is in. Slip run, great block by Brewer. Touchdown, Achan. And this was noticeable. Brewer just pulled, got out on the edge, hit the kick out. Achan cut inside of him, and he scores from the 9-yard line in. Boot left. Tua hits Smythe down to the 2-yard line. Respot at the 4. Blitz. Next play. Blitz. Tindall. Sack on Tua. A lot of blitzes today, especially in the red zone. Second sack for Tindall today. This time unblocked over the right side on slide protect. Mike White in. Throws it away. Ball at the 25-yard line. Full drive, I write. Although, they ended up cutting it short because the weather was coming in. Tua in. Achan goes right, no gain. It's about to get fun, by the way. Let me take a sip of my coffee before I tell you what happened next. Boot right. Hits Tyreek for 13 yards. Respot at the 25, and they're tackling to the ground. Full hitting all over the field. Wilson gets 4 yards up the middle, and he gets up gimpy. Got kind of folded over. So, bad sign. Your first play of tackling to the ground, and Jeff Wilson gets up a little gimpy. Skylar Thompson in. Cam Brown sack. Untouched on a blitz. Defense was bringing it today. I made a note. I can't tell you know what they're doing with their fronts or what kind of pressure packages they were bringing, but they're bringing a lot of pressure today. A lot of blitzes. Wright gets 4 on a cutback. Zeke with the hit. Ahmed gets 6. Jalen Wright and Cater. Here's the fun stuff. Jalen Wright and Cater get in a fight. Patrick Paul comes in and semi-suplexes Cater Kohu. Like, he just grabbed him around the waist and essentially threw him. And Cater Kohu got off of Jalen Wright. But the first scuffle, well, not really. There was a pushing match yesterday, but today was it looked like a fight. Mike White comes in, throws it away deep. Nothing was open. Run up the middle for Ahmed. He gets smacked immediately. Practice is over. All right. My practice player of the day. Channing Tindall made some box score plays. And I'm tempted to give it to him. But I'm going to give it to the guy that, you know, he had some noticeable wins out there today. So Chop Robinson was my practice player of the day. So Chop Robinson. And I believe that could have been his second already. So that could have been his second practice player of the day. Let me check. Let's see if we could check all my practice players of the day for this week. Saran Neal was day one. Chop Robinson was day two. So this is his second. His second. Yes. He's been pretty much unblockable. You know, Keon Smith can't handle him. He's beaten Kendall Lamb. The one guy that seems to give him some problems is Patrick Paul. But if you see Patrick Paul in uniform, you could tell why, you know, he's so hard to beat. All right, I'm going to bring up Marek Brave so he could read me some of the questions in the chat. And then I could get to...
What's going on, Alf?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on again.
No problem. Just feed me these questions in the chat. Remember, we're not taking anybody live. But if you want to get your question answered, just put it in the chat, and we're going to try to get to every single one of them. And maybe some of
Marek's
himself.
Of questions right now. Keep throwing them in here, though. We got a little bit of time. All right, Alf, you ready?
Yep.
All right, somebody writes in, update on Cam Smith.
I mentioned
that they're talking injury update.
Yeah, injury update. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. He was working with a kettlebell. And I could tell by the size of the kettlebell, it's a 25-pounder, and he seemed to be... Let me tell you about PrizePicks. PrizePicks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the PrizePicks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on PrizePicks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on PrizePicks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the PrizePicks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on PrizePicks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. PrizePicks, run your game.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, By getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Moving pretty good, and you could guess, you know, I don't want to say what's the exact rehab regimen that could get me in a little bit of trouble, but let's just say he has a sleeve on his left leg, so he's working on that leg, and, you know, stands to reason if you're working with a 25-pound kettlebell and you're doing a bunch of exercises, you know, you're coming along, right? So you should be okay pretty soon. I expect him in training camp. I expect him in the preseason games. All right. Next.
All right. Next question. How is the interior offensive line looking in their run blocking, in particular with their athleticism getting to the second level on their blocks?
Aaron Brewer looks like $1 million when he moves off the spot and tries to slip into the second level. Rob Jones looks a little bit more nimble, and I kind of like, you know, how he worked on his body. You could tell he got a little bit slimmer, you know. You know, that's not a problem. I think they got the right guys to run the system. The problem has been, as always, you know, holding up in pass pro is always an issue. Kendall Lamb is in really, really good shape, so he looks pretty good as well. Teron Armstead was in uniform today, but did not participate. But he says he's fine.
Surprise, surprise. Okay, next question. Have any of the young wide receivers made an impression?
Yeah, Malik Washington, since day one. Today I know that it was Anthony Schwartz's day to shine, but Malik Washington is the guy, you know. And if we're saying the young wide receivers, that means it's disqualifying River Craycraft, right, since he's been here for 3 years. But if I had to put all the receivers, you know, the non-Tyreeks and Waddles, it would be River Craycraft. But of the young wide receivers, Malik Washington is a standout, and he looks like he's going to be a contributor. Didn't do much today, but he was pretty active yesterday, and he's had a good camp so far for a rookie.
And he is the second wide receiver on the team that can do a backflip, apparently.
Yes, he is.
That's great. All right, we got a couple questions about Devon Achane. I'm going to combine them together here. How are we feeling about these drops for Achane right now? He's working as a receiver quite a bit more than he was last year. Do you think that he can train up his hands to be a little bit better? Is this something that's just an innate skill for these guys to have? Should we be concerned about Devon Achane's drops?
I wouldn't be concerned, but it's, you know, he has been contacted on some of these throws. It's about getting used to it, right? It's about running these different routes that he's not used to running or he hasn't run before. So this is all new to him. And if you're going to make these mistakes, why not on July the 30th, right? We're a month out. We're really about a month and almost 2 weeks. So we're almost 6 weeks out from opening day. So if you're going to make those mistakes, you're going to drop these passes, do them now. Next week, we have joint practices with the Falcons. I expect a better performance than what we've seen the last 2 days from the offense.
All right, Alf, next question here. This one's about backup quarterback play. This guy keeps hearing Mike White has been terrible thus far.
He has.
If this keeps up, any chance the Dolphins cut him, or does he have a contract, enough guarantees in his contract that will keep him on the roster this season?
I think they're going to keep three quarterbacks, so he's going to be on there, right? So why would they keep two? Are they really going to cut a guy that's been in the system for 2 years and knows the system? To start searching for a third guy, But if this is a honest-to-goodness competition, Skylar Thompson is winning it. So, yeah, Mike White has not been good. Although, that's his reputation. It's always been his reputation that he's bad in practice, and then he'll get in a game, and he'll be a gamer. You know? I guess how they play in the preseason will be really, really important.
I got a list of free agent quarterbacks still available. Do any of these guys tickle your fancy, Alf? You got Ben DiNucci.
Absolutely
Kellen
not.
Kellen Mond, Brian Hoyer, Adrian Perrin, Blaine Gabbert, Trevor Siemian.
Jesus. That's...
Of course, Ryan Tannehill.
That's an interesting name, right? But
yeah.
Is he willing to take $2, $3 million to be a backup here? I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah. Mike White knows the system. I don't know. I guess they'll keep him. Just operate on this assumption. Look, you don't want Tua. You want any of these guys playing. You want Tua playing 17 games. Okay? Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. One guy wants to know about the tight end depth chart. Now, I know you can't give specifics like that.
Nope.
But he wants to know if those things mean anything and how the tight end depth chart is shaking out at this point.
It means next to absolutely nothing. The only thing you want to look at is if there's a tight end that's not getting enough reps, then yeah, that guy's in trouble. But pretty much everybody's getting enough reps. So, no, it doesn't matter at all. You got to wait for the first preseason game and then start seeing how the depth chart starts shaking out. And then you can make some assumptions. But so far, you can't. You really can't. You can make some assumptions on the offensive line. That's the only thing. But I can't talk about that. But if you just go on Twitter, everybody's leaking who's starting where, right, on the offensive line. So you can figure it out. And besides, you already know three of the starters, okay? I'm not coming down the mountain telling you that, you know, and breaking news that Austin Jackson is the starting right tackle and that Teron Armstead is the starting left tackle, you know, and that Aaron Brewer is the starting center. So.
All right, Alf, this guy wants to know a little bit more about Channing Tindall. Now, you named him as possibly your practice player of the day before giving it to Chop Robinson today. But this guy said he seems to be doing a lot better. Should we keep an eye on Channing Tindall this season?
Yes. He was really good today. And I kind of feel bad for him because he got in the box score with two sacks today and got a noticeable hit as well. So, you know, he made some noise today, got in the box score, made plays, but you know, I wouldn't be honest if I was gonna just hand the practice player of the day to Channing Tindall because he got two sacks. You know, so I gave my practice player of the day to Chop Robinson, which is his second of camp.
But he's been good. That means good things for the rookie this season. All right, Alf, this guy wants to know, do journalists see the new things that McDaniel has cooked up? Did you see all the new motion stuff in camp last year and you guys were just required to keep it quiet?
Yes.
Or did they do all that stuff without you guys watching and then you first saw it in a game?
No, we saw it all but the fans, for the most part, will not see it. Before the games, before the preseason games, they do installs. They go inside, and sometimes we go inside in the cardio deck, and we get to see the offense. And when they do the install, there's the game plan. There's the playbook. They're essentially telling you what they're going to do in the next game. And we saw that. We saw all of that stuff last year. We just didn't report it because we're good little people. We're good little boys. We don't like to step on the NFL's toes. And that's everywhere, by the way. This is not the Dolphins that put these restrictions. These are NFL restrictions. Almost every single team. Some teams are even more restrictive than others, you know. But every team in the NFL has these restrictions on reporting what you see. And I could see it too. Can you imagine some asshole going on Twitter talking about, these people are in 11 personnel and they have this exit motion here and they do this and this and that. And by the way, they're going to run this play against the Jaguars week one. Can you imagine somebody saying that shit?
That wouldn't be good for our team, I don't think.
No, it would not.
All right, Alf, next question. Do you feel like Chop Robinson and Muhammad Kamara more than make up for the loss of Andrew Van Ginkle?
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%.
At a fraction of the cost.
Yes, and I like Andrew Van Ginkle, but no. These guys will replace him adequately. You know.
And then the follow-up, what kind of butterflies in the stomachs of opposing offensive coordinators will a combination of Chubb, Chop, and Jalen Phillips have when they're all on the field together eventually?
So much speed, man. And yeah, that's one thing you notice about Chop. It's not a joke. It's his superpower that got him drafted in the first round is what's going to, I think, make him a really good NFL player. He fires off the edge like, and that's translatable week one as a rookie. Because I know I was watching some podcasts, some national podcasts, and they're like, oh, you know, they drafted an edge player, but he's raw. He's raw. Who gives a crap if he's raw? He moves fast, right? Guess what? That's useful as an edge player and as a buck linebacker. It's useful week one, two, three, 15, 17, or in the Super Bowl. He moves fast off the edge. That's a useful skill for the NFL. He's a problem. He's hard to block. Hard to block. And today he beat two guys on a double team. So, man, arrow way up on Chop Robinson.
Next question, and we seem to be running out of time here, so I'm going to give you these rapid fire. This guy wants to know how Jonnu Smith and Jalen Wright look so far.
Good. Jalen Wright got in the scrap today with Kitakohu. Yeah, both guys arrow up. Jonnu Smith had a really nice diving catch today for 6 yards.
Very good. This guy, he throws in three questions, man. Mike McDaniel would have a field day with that. The snap issues, the center to QB exchange issues. He wants to know if they're majority under center snaps or shotgun snaps, which I believe you already answered, but did you
it's under center.
On that a little bit?
Yeah, they're under center snaps, the ones that are getting botched. Although, you know, everybody else, Andrew Meyer, Jack Driscoll, Ireland Brown, they all decided, you know what? Let's get in on the act and let's screw up some shotgun snaps too to the other quarterbacks. But the ones that matter, although they all matter, you know, because you never know when one of these guys has to step in for Aaron Brewer. But the ones that matter are Aaron Brewer and Tua Tagovailoa. They've been under center. They got to work on that.
This guy wants to know about Keon Smith. He says he seems to be struggling, but I thought he put out some good film last year and he was going to be our future backup swing tackle. What say you, Alf?
Well, here's the good news and here's the bad news. You want the good news or the bad news first?
Oh, go ahead and give me the bad news and finish on a high note.
Okay, the bad news is that he's been dominated. The good news is that he's been dominated by Chop Robinson almost exclusively. So I don't know. How do you feel about that, right? So, you know, depends on how you feel about that. One guy is really counted on to play and play a lot. And the other guy is counted on to develop. So I guess it's kind of a win-win, maybe. Or it's a win-loss, but it's more of a win.
All right, Alf. This guy says Alfredo Arteaga is suddenly the new GM of the Miami Dolphins. Steven Ross comes to you and he says, what's the one area of this team you're not comfortable with? And we need to make a move in that position. So who are you going out and getting?
I'm going out to get a guard. And at this point, since Greg Van Roten signed with the Giants today, and you know, something tells me, look, Evan Neal is absolutely terrible. They might move Elimunor to they might move him to right tackle, which he's played before, and they might put Greg Van Roten at left guard since they signed John Runyon. Man, I would go out to get a guard, and at this point you have 2 fifth-round picks. I start shopping one of those fifth-round picks for a guy who's somewhere out there. You know, put your pro personnel side to work and find a guy that is capable of competing at one of the guard spots. All right. I think we could call it right here, or is there anything more in the chat that I can get to?
There's a couple more questions. One guy wants to know how Tua's throwing power outside the numbers looks so far. Is it improved since he's been working with John Beck?
His mechanics look different, and yeah, it has improved. He has more zip. You could tell he has more zip on the ball. He's also worked on his body. So, you know, he's been better in that regard. All right. I think we can call it right here, or you got one more.
All right. I am curious about this one. This comes from a listener. He says, Omar Kelly says, Quinton Bell is ahead of Chop Robinson right now because he can set the edge. Chop smoking people on the interior. Would you say Quinton Bell is outperforming Chop Robinson so far?
Overall, I would say yes. But here's the thing. If Chop Robinson is just running around everybody and just blowing things up in the backfield, what do you care if you can set the edge against two blocks? You know what I mean? So I like the guy that runs around in the backfield tackling people. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good to me. Disruption is production.
Yes, and yes, Quentin Bell has been very good. All right, we're going to call it right here. If you want to participate in these things, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFins and you become a member there for $3 a month. Thank you, Merrick. Tomorrow is a day off, okay? There is no camp tomorrow, but then we get right back to it Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday is the stadium scrimmage. All right, we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.